Today's podcast is about the value of independence and why seriously consider going indie. Banks and brokerage firms have become a real thorn in advisors' sides. They're more interested in shareholder value. They're more interested in compliance. They're more interested in legal. They're interested in the lowest common denominator of the financial advisor or net client of the firm. And the value of banks and brokerage firms have really become a commodity. I mean, essentially, they're just custodians offering the same products and services as every other bank and brokerage firm offers. Small nuances of differentiation, of alternative investments, maybe lending capability, maybe investment banking capability, capital markets. But in the end, the end services to your client, comprehensive wealth management solutions, trust estate, wealth transfer, philanthropic planning, global investment solutions, alternative investments, lending, etc. It's all the same. So why pay a bank more than 50% of your net income, fully taxable as ordinary income, to a bank that offers nothing different than the next? So independence has become very much in vogue. Why? Because those exact same services, global investment solutions, lending, trust estate planning, alternative investments, global, on and on and on, are identical at Fidelity, Schwab, Pershing, etc. Same. The difference is that your net income is on average around 65% to 70%, 70 net operating profitability. And that's pre-tax, 1099 income, you're managing your own taxation. Number two, your valuation. Sure, you can trade all day long for 300, maybe 350% of your T12 from one firm to the next, but that is front ends, back ends, and those back ends with hurdles. Who knows if you hit those hurdles? Locked up for 10 years, upwards of 12 years. And for the same exact products and services as your last bank that you worked for, versus the valuation of your independent RIA is roughly 7x your pre-tax income. So a $1 million business is generating $700,000 in net income. And you multiply that by seven, almost $5 million of valuation from the day you go independent. Arguably your lowest valuation. And by the way, there's a ton of firms that are willing to take an equity stake in you day one. So, independence or banks or brokerage firms, doesn't seem that there's much of an argument. Thank you for listening.